Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of the New Life Podcast. I'm your host, Ezra Easterly, and I'm here with my co-host and close friend, Malachi Turner.
Good afternoon. My name is Malachi Turner, and today we're here to discuss growing up as a young Christian teen of color. We will have a new episode every week for 10 weeks, and hopefully go on from there.
In today's episode, we'll have four questions under the topic of self-expression. Those questions are: what does it mean to express yourself? How can we express ourselves? And why is it important for us to express ourselves? Malachi, would you start us off with the first question?
Of course. All right. Our first question is, what does it mean to express yourself? Now, there's so many ways we could go on about this. Like, some the topics are, as Christians, expressing God and giving them the glory. Black kids in America, dealing with COVID this year. And just so many ways we can do it. What do you think?
So for me, I guess what it means to express yourself is to make sure that your voice is heard and to make sure that you're doing that in a way that's appropriate and mature. And it's very important to me that you're doing it in a way that's appropriate and mature, especially after seeing, you know, the riots after, you know, from peaceful protests to riots all around the country. And, you know, our country's kind of been a boiling pot of political unrest. And, you know, seeing that, you know, it makes me think that's one way to express yourselves, but it's not the right way, and that's not what it means to express yourself. What do you think, though, Malachi?
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, I'm glad that our voices are finally being heard after 400 years of this, and America is getting better, hopefully. We're still struggling a little bit, but we're getting better at it, and this year we got the whole world to come protest with us and believe in what we believe in. I'm so happy about it. But yeah, now, what do you think about, like, now, for me, I personally, like, love going to church. It's kind of like a hobby to me. I really enjoy getting the word and stuff, and, like, I love giving God the glory, all the praise, all the honor. What do you think?
Yeah, and speaking of that, like, you know, it's very important that we make sure that in expressing ourselves, we make sure that we realize that in expressing ourselves, we have to be expressing God, because God is in us. And, you know, giving him the glory and the honor and making sure that he comes first in every way is a very important part of what it means to express yourself. And, you know, that's something that is very easy to get caught up in. It's very easy to, you know, lose your identity in Christ to what, you know, the world calls you. So for us, it's black or kids or things like that. And it's very important that we don't get caught up in those labels. And that God always comes first.
Absolutely. Maybe one more topic might be education. How would you express yourself in education?
So, like, what it means to express yourself in education is, like, mine went blank for a second there. What it means to express yourself in education is, you know, like we've been saying, it's important to make sure that you're doing it the best that you can and the right way. So it means that you make sure that you're doing things right and that you're mature about it and that you you think things through and make sure that your voice is heard.
Absolutely.
But what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally think the same way. But first things, we should have did this before we started asking questions. But like, what does it mean? What does it mean to express yourself? Like, how, like, not all these topics, just like in general, what would you do to express yourself?
So I think that's pretty much getting into our next question. So I guess I might as well ask it. Mm-hmm. But how can we express our next question? Sorry, is how can we express ourselves? So for me, expressing myself, means, you know, praying and writing and, you know, just different things that I can make sure that I talk through it and, you know, being mature about it, of course. And for me, yeah, like I said before, it's praying and writing, sometimes with talking to my friends, or people that I trust, you know, especially positive conversations, you know, and where you're able to say what you think and, you know, not have anybody judge you. That's very important to have a group of friends or just a safe place where you can have that. And that's how I express myself. Those are some big ways that I express myself. What about you?
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. Like, I like to express myself, you know, in sports, because I love sports. I always have. I've always been a legs person. You know what I'm saying? I love to express myself by being a leader. And I'm not a follower, personally. Like, I, like, if, like, for example, like, let's say, like, if, like, for a perfect example, one time in school, we had a gym class, but there was no sub, no teacher, no nothing. So we started playing kickball. Just having a good time, and then all of a sudden an argument broke out, like a really big argument. So being the person I am, I decided, I was like, I'm not gonna have this today. I'm not gonna end this class on a bad note. It's like my favorite subject in school. So I stood up and said, guys, come on, like, we gotta be better. We are old enough and mature enough to know that we cannot be having arguments in gym class. They're literally about to throw hands too. So
yeah, and like, oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, you good, you good, you good.
So yeah, so like, especially as, you know, teens, and especially during COVID, you know, it's very important that you keep it positive. And then also, like we've been talking about a lot, that, you know, God also has to come first in those things. You know, and when it comes to God, and how you express God through yourself, you have to keep it very constant and make sure that, you know, you're not contradicting yourself, or, you know, I don't want to say hypocritical, but, you know, doing things that that don't fully express being a Christian the right way. And, you know, for me, a personal experience is, you know, quarantine and COVID. You know, I come from a home where, you know, if I say too much, or if I say something the wrong way, if I have a bad attitude about something, then I might get in trouble. And so it's very hard to express myself at home in that type of a situation, because, you know, if you say the wrong thing, or if you express yourself the wrong way, you could get in trouble. And so the way that I, you know, kind of got around or over that is that, you know, I would text my friends about it, made sure that I vented, or what I call venting, so that you're not, you know, bubbling up all those expressions and keeping it to yourself, because that's actually pretty really bad for you to have all of those emotions stuck inside of you, you know, and not being able to you know, let it out.
Yeah, and another way to express yourself is to know that you matter. Your thoughts matter. So don't, like, feel like you don't, like you don't feel like you can't do anything. Like, you gotta know, you gotta have self-confidence and know that you matter.
Yeah. So I think you have our next question, so you can go ahead and introduce that.
Sorry, guys, I'm just looking for something real quick.
Malachi, you there?
Yeah, I think I lost our final question. Can you say it real quick?
It's fine. I'll introduce it.
Sorry.
So our next question is, why is it important to express ourselves?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So we got into that a little bit earlier. Malachi, you can go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's very important to it's very important to know why we express ourselves, because, like, solving problems is another way. Like, for example, that example that I just gave, like a couple minutes ago, when, like, the kids were fighting, and I said, this has to stop. That was, like, a good example of, like, solving problems, and just, like, it's just nice, you know, to relieve stress, and, yeah.
Yeah, and it's important because, as you were saying, like, you know, not only does it solve problems, but it can lead to change, very positive change, and it can most importantly bring people to Christ. And, you know, as with God being a part of us, we have to make sure that we remember who we are in Him, and to the world and to people, the people around us. You know, we have to remember that we are supposed to be the light and the salt of the earth. You know, you have to remember that, you know, your thoughts matter and that you matter. And, you know, that's important to remember because, you know, if it can lead, if you don't remember that and if you don't have that sense of, importance inside of you, then, you know, it can lead to self-doubt and discouragement and, you know, lots of negative things. And so that's a big part of why it's important to express ourselves. Malachi, anything to add?
Of course. And then another way to express ourselves is to know that God is king. You know what I'm saying? He is the ruler, and he, you know, all you got to do is, like, if you're going through something and you ain't got nobody to talk to, you know, just start praying. You know what I'm saying? Get on your knees, bow your head, and just talk about all your stress. See what you got to do. God is a part of us, and he wants to make sure that he knows what we're going through, and he wants to help in any way, shape, or form. And he'll never fail you, honestly. Like,
yeah, and you touched on a really important point right there. It's really important to express ourselves because, you know, because you just said it, and you know, and it can also bring attention to, you know, society's problems and you know, show people how corrupt things are and what needs to change and how we need to change it. That's a big reason why it's important to express ourselves. This week's scripture is Psalm 119 and 14, which says, "I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches." This has to do with expressing yourself, because it's as we've been saying this whole time, it's very important that we make sure that God comes first and that we are expressing him through ourselves. And so this scripture, when it says, "I rejoice in following your statutes, it means that, you know, you are proud of who you are in God and what it means to be in God. What do you think, Malachi?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I was going to say exactly the same thing you said. Like, it's important to know that we matter, like you said before, and it's important to know what potential we have to show that we matter. Just like in the scripture, like it says that when you rejoice, you are rejoicing great riches. You know what I'm saying? And that's a very important part of the scripture. And yeah, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, and it's also a reminder that you know, while people of the world, you know, see riches and, you know, money and things like and wealth as their main goal, we have to remember that our main goal is following God, and, you know, that we should be proud and that we should rejoice, as the scripture says, in that, and not get caught up in the things such as, you know, wealth and money and, you know, so-called great riches. Yeah. And that's our show. We'd like to thank you guys for watching. We want to remind you that you are the salt and the light of the world and that you are loved. Have a great week, and we want you to stay safe.
All right, thank you for tuning in. Like you said, we appreciate it, and we'll try and make more episodes every 10 weeks. So, yeah, see you guys.
Bye.